Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
On Friday.
It wasn't me. It was, you know how they say, like, when you be drinking, you two different people. That was Billy. This is Josh.
No, that was cool, though. No, it was fine. It was fine. It was just ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast. You new here, follow wherever you listen to podcasts and support us by leaving a 5-star rating. And if you're watching us or want to watch us, go to patreon.com/HEARASAP. Let me sit up a little bit. We'll try this again because y'all was lit on Saturday. But I got Joe Billy here, man. Joe Billy, what's up, man?
Man, what's up with it, man? Happy to be here. How you doing, brother?
I'm cool, man. Just trying to be like you, man, and get my paper up.
Man, I'm still trying to get my paper up, and I am me.
No, you good, man. You good. Let me introduce you again, though, man. You're a songwriter. You're a father, producer. As I told you on Friday, you're a good troublemaker. You got this new joint out, UDK. I want to say UGK, but you don't know. So how did you get the name Joe Billy?
I got the name Joe Billy originally. Okay, so long story. It's actually a pretty good story that a lot of people don't know. So for one, when I first came into the game, I was Joe Wonder.
Right.
And that was Josh over everything, and then I just added Wonder to it because it just sounded like some Marvel. Yeah. So I was Joe Wonder. But then I was invited to this one, I think it's called a debutante. And it was for D.L. Hughley's daughter. Her name is Tyler Hughley. And she had needed a date for the debutante. So I was her date for the debutante. And while we was there, we're rehearsing Beverly Hills and all this kind of stuff. I seen this one dude that just, like, I'm going to be real. Because, like, even in school, like, as a sociology major, we learn about how, like, we come to a self-realization in society as humans. And with that being said, like, we learn a lot from other people, whether that is people we know directly or people that we sort of live vicariously through. You know, it's all based on observation. So long story short, I came up with Joe Billy because I seen this one dude that just, he was able to just light up the room, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he had the personality, he had the dudes laughing. He had the charm with all the girls, and his name was Joe. And what's crazy about that story is, like, that was before, you know, I had before I was pulling, like, bad women and women that had their shit together and stuff. Because, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, a lot of the girls I used to date had their shit together way before I had mine. Like, I've literally learned from a lot of the women that I've dated. You know what I mean? Just like on some, just like, only thing, you know, black women, they nourishing. That's all I date. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I've learned a lot from just black women. So anyway, long story short, he used to pull, he had his girl pull up in the Benz, pick him up, drop him off. He his skirt off and just looking fresh as hell. And then no lie, I was just like, man, I want to be like a Joe. So I named myself Joe Billy, J-O-E, Josh over everything. And then I came up with Billy because I really like Bill Gates. You know what I mean? I was just like, man, he Macintosh, he an entrepreneur, he rich as hell. So I was just man, I want to be a billionaire too. So I came up with Joe Billy, Josh over everything. One day I want to be a billionaire. Yeah. So that's how I came up with that.
Bill Gates. Bill Gates is a billionaire. Billy, billionaire. Oh, why? Yeah. I never thought of that. That's dope. That's dope. So that's how you got the name.
I was born in Charleston, West Virginia. I was raised in Stafford, West Virginia. Then my mom moved to L.A. And I sort of grew up in Long Beach. At my young age, I went to like Signal Hill, Stafford Elementary. And then from there, went to L.A., Leimert Park. So I went to Audubon for a little bit, like 1 year. Then I went to like sort of Hawthorne, Lawndale area. So I went to Bud Carson for a year. And then my high school, I went to University High School in West L.A.
Oh, so you're from all over of L.A. You're from Long Beach to South Bay.
Man, they had a place I ain't been in this motherfucker.
Every part. Yeah. Every part. And you graduated from university.
I graduated from University High School, yeah.
Okay, that's dope. And how long you been doing music?
Man, I feel like I've been doing music like... For like dreaming of music forever since I was a kid, but like really professionally in the field, I say like for sure like 2009, 2010.
Okay, was it always singing, or was it a little bit of everything?
Nah, honestly, it started off on some musicianship, and it started off on like producing sure. That was my strong point once I figured out how to make tight beats.
Your inspiration growing up. I remember what you said on Friday. You grew up listening to everything from the Backstreet Boys to Tupac. So that like your music influence is pretty diverse. And when I'm listening to where you're from and all the parts of LA you're from, you grew up in a pretty diverse environment. And it kind of reflects the music. You know what I mean? Are the musical influences? I think primarily listening to your music, being familiar with your music is R&B, hip hop, rap, urban market. But it does have some pop elements to your music. And then listening to you on Friday talking about your influence, I'm like, okay, all this stuff kind of makes sense when you speak to someone and get to know like the artists. So I think that diversity of music, I can hear it in your music, is what I'm saying. You know, but like, who did you want to be like besides Michael Jackson?
Definitely Pharrell, man. Like off top, Pharrell was like everything I want to be. I mean, just his creativity, just his aura, what he was doing from just hip hop to NERD to like he was definitely a major influence. And honestly, I only have three top major influences. I would say him, Timberland, and who's the third dude? I was just thinking about, bro. Let me turn this up. But so I would say Pharrell, Timberland. Well, I can't think of the third dude right now. That's so crazy. It's gonna come to me. But like I felt like those two. Oh, Kanye, I'm tripping. Kanye. I'm talking like through the wire, Kanye. I'm talking. Like,
okay, because I'm like Kanye kind of been lost for a minute.
Nah, but when he was found, like I'm talking that Kanye, he was just like a major inspiration. Like the shit he was saying, nobody was saying during that era. Like, that's why like when people be so hard on him right now, I'll be like, he always been this way. Like, he always going to say the things that nobody else is thinking to say. Like, so I like him for his outgoingness, creativity. Like, now that I'm getting older in the game, I don't necessarily know if he produces the way that, like, I produce in the sense of, like, actually playing keys and stuff like that.
Right.
But I think he's more of, like, a DJ Khaled, like,
telling people what to do. Yeah.
like one of those visionaries, like, oh, you need to sample this or we're gonna flip
right,
this.
Right, right, right.
You know, he's not necessarily playing the keys or, you know, doing that kind of stuff. So it took me a while even to understand that part of producing, like what Diddy be doing, like that still is producing, you know, right. But it's just it's a different formality than just playing keys and coming up with melodies on your own, you know what I'm saying? So right. Yeah, man, I would have to say Pharrell, Timbo, and Kanye West, man. Kanye. Top three. Yeah.
Timbo, Pharrell, of course. But Kanye West, I don't even know if Kanye West is in my top five.
What? Wait, I got to ask you why you say that.
Very sample driven, sample heavy stuff. That's what he was known for when he first came out. And yeah. I mean, that's not that impressive. You know what I mean? Versus Timberland and Pharrell, they were in there making original music from scratch.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So the respect is just a little bit different. I think every six songs from every producer sounds the same. Like every producer have templates of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Kanye West to me had only three sounds, like three templates. Like every three songs will sound the same. Versus like with Pharrell, the Neptunes, and Timberland, like
yeah, all that shit was different. Yeah,
yeah. So
they had a sound, but it was different every song. Yeah.
And then like Timberland, he's the GOAT, man. Timberland was like, because Timberland was the only one who would make music. Timberland was making rock music. Like Timberland was making songs with Duran Duran. That you didn't know was a Timberland song until you looked at the notes. You know what I mean? And I mean, Timberland did some spaced out shit, some shit with Beck.
Nelly Furtado.
So like the Nelly Furtado stuff and the Justin Timberlake stuff is pop music. It's Timberland. You can hear Timberland's elements in it, so it's not too far fetched from what we know of Timberland. But when he was jumping out the window doing stuff with like Beck and Duran Duran and fucking Chris Cornell, it was completely left field. You know what I mean? I'm gonna turn you on to some of that shit.
For sure, I don't even know who Beck is.
Sean Allen.
You're pretty open about this. You're a single father. You got two sons. How old are they? Mm-hmm.
My youngest is 10 and my oldest is 12, but I'm about to have an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Congratulations to that, man.
Thanks.
But how do you end up being a single father? Like, how does that, we don't hear that. That's not a thing.
Yeah. And so when I say single father, I mean, like, I'm not with their mother.
Right. Like, okay.
Yeah. So I don't necessarily mean like I haven't had partners that, you know, helped me out tremendously through my journey. But I mean, you know, they only got one mom. So it's just like, if I don't have her help in doing it, I feel like I'm a single father, you know?
So is she not present in her life?
I would say respect to her. She's present in the sense of like when she has them. For like the little summer breaks and stuff like that.
Right.
But on the day-to-day financial, it's all me.
So, okay. Yeah. So how do you manage a career, school, fucking three homeworks? Because you got three homeworks to do. You gotta do your shit. They should be old enough to do their own though, right?
I mean, if you trust your kid to do his own homework. That nigga about to fail everything. Like, you gotta make sure you overseer, making sure that shit get done. So you're right. It's like three homeworks a day.
You're a producer. You're an artist. You're a full time student. You know, entrepreneur, business owner, and you're a father. How do you juggle all that? Like, how do you find time for that?
Man, I feel like there's no like I'm not the most planner driven, organized person.
Right.
But I feel like I just wake up and do what I got to get done. Like, you know, it's got to get done. So there's 24 hours in a fucking day. There's a way to get shit done. You know, there's I don't have like a strict plan or, you know what I mean? Oh, but 2 to 4, I'm doing this. The only thing that is a plan Monday through Friday is like they get out of school. Sometimes they get out early, but you know, the after school programs for LAUSD, right. They there till 6. So really, yeah. I got from 8 a.m. to I dropped them off to 6 p.m. every day. And mostly right. at the like after school programs, they mostly make sure the kids do their homework first and stuff like that. So it's just about me following up when they get home, like, hey, did you do your homework? Hey, let me see. You know, did your teacher give you something to give me? Blah, 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 stuff like that. And then, you know, communication with the teachers, man. I have the utmost respect for teachers today. I mean, they get underpaid. They're not appreciated as they should be in today's society for some weird reason. Well, in America, anyway.
Right.
But they really hold the fort down with communication, letting me know what my kids are struggling with, what I need to work on, you know, behavior issues, stuff like that. So I would say just, you know, with that, that's pretty much all the help I need, man. And, you know, I got God. And when I say God, I mean, I just, you know, he keeps me grounded. He keeps me, like, having kids for me, it gives me a higher purpose, man. You know, because if I was just out here worrying about myself every day, I'd probably be fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? Drinking,
right.
living life, and, you know, I'll be wild. It's like, I can't do that shit. I really can't be, you know what I mean? Like, I have to be coherent. I have to be able to drive, get them. I have to cook every fucking day. Like, I don't fucking, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot. I love it, but it's a fucking lot for sure, man. It's not easy. But for all the dudes out there that's listening, it's doable, you know, and it's possible. And it's something that, you know, we should all do, you know? You know, not even if you got a woman at home. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's beautiful. To just have somebody there every day cooking and helping you out with your kids. And that's what, can we be real? That's what most men have. Most men aren't taking on the day-to-day pick up, clean clothes, cook dinner. Like, that shit is a lot, bro. And I really do that every day.
I can't even take care of myself. And I'm like, this thing is got kids. And like, what the fuck? But the good thing about it is they're kind of old enough to kind of, like, fend for themselves, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
I don't have babies. Yeah, I don't have no little babies. Neither diaper chains got to do it. I'd be like, go take a shower, put your dirty clothes in the basket, eat your food, go to sleep. Like, yeah. So it's pretty simple now. Yeah.
Is that why you like are like an overachiever? Because you don't have to. You go. You're at UCLA now. You're a full time student. Mm-hmm. You could kind of just throw in a towel and be like, man, I'm done with the school shit. I already got the bag. Already got a career, already got, you know, songs with fucking Mac Miller, rest in peace. We'll go through your resume later. But is that a reason why you kind of like overachieve or kind of got a bunch of like goals at the same time?
I feel like, man, there's no such thing as overachieving. I feel like, man, in America today, especially as a black person, you got to get everything you can fucking get while you're alive every second of the day, man. Right. I mean, I'm not the type of person to put like all my eggs in one basket, you know, like music is cool. I'm not going to sit here in front. Like sometimes I want to give up, you know what I mean? But it's, I got to find that meaning to keep me going. And that's in everything. That's in, I'm going to be real. That's in being a dad. That's in going to school. That's in, you know, being a friend. That's just every element of life. You got to find the reasons just to keep going and to elevate, you know what I mean? So it's like, I definitely am not just satisfied where I'm at right now. You know, like even with the little placements I have, like I still feel like I could do more. I feel like, you know, it's only a matter of time before I have the right opportunity to elevate higher than, you know, where I'm at. Cause there are people that are doing better, and, you know, and that's always a good inspiration.
Speaking of your placements though, like what was the first big placement you got as a producer?
My first big placement was the joint with Nipsey Hussle. It's called In Between This featuring K Camp.
It's on this cash.
Nah, BS bezel my role, perfecting my role, focus my mind, it got to this dough. One of a kind, not like what you know. True to my oath, and proud of my growth. I come from the turf, I double my worth. I made some mistakes, but that's just part of my search. They connect with my word, right at the part where it hurts. This life is a bitch, my hand on my skirt. Had a thirst to get rich, double stains on my shirt. Every reason to fail, but we was making it work.
Now, unfortunately, I was like 18, 19 years old. I didn't know the business. I was rocking with Produced by TAC, and this ain't no diss to nobody. I mean, I put the blame on myself, but you know, like, I just didn't know the business side of what I was doing and contributing. I was working with people that had a name, that had the connections, and, you know, they were making me feel like I was a part of it, but, you know, on paper, it was just pushing their name,
right,
I was getting paid on the back end, and I didn't even realize it. Like, the dude, the head dude at TAC at the time, he would just give me $1,500 here, $1,500 there. Now, I didn't have a job, so that was like, what?
That was, man, a lot of money. Yeah.
You know, free studio access. I'm in the hills overlooking the whole city of LA. I'm feeling like I'm somebody, you know? And I'm telling, oh, I do music. But at the end of the day, you know, that little $1,500 was nothing compared to what they were taking from me.
Right.
As far as just credit, notoriety, and all that kind of stuff. So, like, I'm from Leimert Park. I'm from 52nd of Bellon. That's like 10 seconds away from the Marathon store where it was and shit like that. Yeah. You know, by the slots and swap meet and shit over there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I grew up over there, bro. So it's
right.
For me to even get a song with somebody legendary like that, man, it's like, for me, I'm gonna be real, for me, that was enough. But in this business, that's not enough. You need the credit, you need your name attached, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. So, to answer your question specifically, that was my first big one that I got. And how it came to pass, I was at the barbershop, my boy C2, he would cut me up, and the song just came on. I don't know if he was on Pandora or whatever, but the song came on. I heard it. At first, I was like, yo, who is this? Like, it didn't hit me right away. It was my shit until, like, after a couple, like, he kept rapping and shit. I'm like, bro, I fucking produce this shit that's playing right now. Like, is this on radio? What the fuck? And then it was crazy. I called the Produced by THC dude. I was like, bro, like, I'm hearing this song on the radio, blah, blah, blah. He was like, oh, I forgot to tell you. Congrats. Asshole. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, dog. Like, you already knew this was in the works, bro. But
that's shady, though. Okay, what was the first one that you got your full credit on, though?
The first one I got my full credit on, those were more so independent shit. So it was like Wasaya, Shaq and Living.
Yeah.
I produced like a couple of her first joints that were pretty major for her. Then I met Tank. I got one with Tank. He paid me, cashed me out. He hasn't released it yet, and, you know, with these things, I don't know if he's going to release it, whatever, you know, if he can release it tomorrow or not, next year or some shit, you know, but he paid me for that, and then I just kept meeting people in the industry that were just working, and, they would cash me out for my intellectual property, which was melodies and, you know, my beats, and then what's even crazy is the Mac Miller dude, not the Mac Miller, but the dude that stole my credit initially for the Nipsey joint, he shot the beat to Mac Miller before he died and released that joint on a mixtape prior to it being officially released on all DSPs. And that was something that I got my first, like, official credit for. But honestly, my journey has been, like, more so of a ghost producer up to this point, to be 100% transparent. Yeah.
Right. Who's your dream collaboration?
Dream collaboration. I mean, I already said it. Kanye West, man.
Today in 2023?
I mean, that's a good question, Sean. So if I had to.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To say today, man, I mean, I don't feel like there's a lot of inspiring artists out today.
There's not.
100%. There's not, right? You come there's from not. Out here, so there's really not. I don't feel like there's a lot of artists that makes me be like, oh, I want to make music. So I base my choices off of the people that did inspire me to make music that are still present. So Dream collaboration today, somebody sort of relevant.
Dead or alive.
Yes, I'm saying Kanye, bro. Kanye today, yes. Kanye, wow. Motherfucking billionaire West. Yes. Yes.
I mean, we kind of got into it over Kanye about that. And
We have. hey, y'all, whoever listens to this podcast, Sean is my arch enemy when I be wilding on my social media posts. He will come after me and not let up.
But here's the thing. Like I tell you, you don't back down. You say the craziest shit, but you be 10 toes down in it. And that confidence comes from being self-made and the hard work. And, you know, doing your thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you don't back down. And that reminds me of me because I know I say some crazy shit. I have an unpopular opinion. You know what I mean? Let's do this because y'all kind of messed me up on Friday.
You asking these trick questions, man.
Hey, man, we had a whole show planned out on Friday. Y'all niggas came in there and hijacked the whole thing. That was fun as hell, though. We will release some of that too. So if y'all watching or listening, I got
part
about two hour. I got 2 hour video and audio of these niggas in the studio on Friday, drunk high as fuck. But let me ask you this, Sam. So this is kind of our icebreaker. We usually do this at the beginning of the show, but since everything's been fucked up with you, we'll do it this way. Okay, so this is this or that. I ask you. I give you two choices. You pick one. Prince or Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
Why Michael Jackson?
The greatest of all time, period.
He didn't play no instruments, so.
He didn't, but we're not talking about that. We said which one or the other.
No. Just who? I'm all.
If I can have. Wait. Speaking of Michael Jackson, the reason I'm going to pick Michael Jackson is because one day I got a random call from my uncle Lonnie Burrell. And he was like, yo, I got somebody that heard your beats and he want to meet you. I was like, what? I mean, nigga, like, why you calling me in the middle of the day for this? But he was so legit, I knew it had to be somebody of high regard. So he hits me. He says, like, meet me here, pick me up, and we're going to drive to the studio. So I pick him up, link with him, boom, 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 meet him at the studio. It's Teddy Riley. And and then he follows me to this day. That's Uncle Teddy. And, when I got to the studio, he was playing a couple of the records that Lonnie had wrote to my beats. And he was just like, man, and he said this to me. And this is sort of why, like, even if I don't have like those high accolades that, you know, other niggas have that make them feel relevant. It's like he literally took me to the studio. He talked to me. He was like, man, I know people that got, you know, that sound that are going to be upcoming and groundbreaking in this game one day. He was like, bro, you got it. He was like, bro, like, I love your music. I love how you're producing. Right. He was like, you just got to keep making music. And I was like, man, I'll never forget that. You know what I mean? He has some real niggas around. Rashad McCants, he used to be in the NBA. I ain't going to speak on why he ain't in the NBA no more. But, you know, I was just around some real people that heard that. And, like, he didn't call Lonnie to the studio. He didn't call Rashad. He called me because he was a nigga that produced for Michael Jackson, Black Street, all these niggas. He wanted to meet me. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, that was like, that's why I gotta choose Michael, man, because it's just like that's the closest I've been to Michael, technically, from a creative standpoint. Teddy Riley.
Teddy Riley, man, I never bring him up when I think about, like, when I do my little top five list or whatever. But then having these conversations, I look back, I'm like, that nigga really was like, it was the first of the fucking super producer to me, Teddy Riley. You know what I mean? I know there's production deals between labels. Yeah. I don't know if they do it anymore, but I am more than certain that Teddy Riley was one of the first producers who was in production deals with labels. They just wanted songs from him.
Because, and the fact that he's still rich today proves it. I don't feel like he produced anything relevant, but he's still relevant somehow. Like, he living good.
Teddy Riley, man. Okay, Pharrell or Timbaland?
Pharrell.
Okay. Why not?
Listen, Timbaland is the GOAT. So, like, I feel like they could go, like, 50-50 each. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not really higher than each other. But I say Pharrell because Pharrell really pushed that envelope musically. Like, looking at how Timbaland produced now, he got teams of producers coming with sounds. Yeah. Like, Pharrell really was creating fucking sounds. Like, just now, him Timbaland and Chad.
Timbaland was back in the day. He don't now, though.
He don't no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was just, I don't know, man. I'm a Pharrell fan. Frontin', bro, that record Frontin' is my, I could listen to that a million times a day. When that came out, it's like, bro, he is who I aspire to be. Like, he's a producer, writer, artist. Right. Like, that was my first glimpse of, like, okay, you could be a dope producer, and you could be an artist, and you could be a dope songwriter, and you could be, you know, you could work with everybody in the game. Like, the Neptunes, I think they cataloged at one point in the 2000s, had, like, 90% of the radio.
I was there from day one, man. I was clocked in. The moment I heard fucking, so I didn't know who they were before, but the moment I heard that Mace looking at me, that was my shit. I didn't know who they were though. I wasn't even looking at producers like that. But but what really captivated me when I heard that Noriega Super Thug, I'm saying, what the fuck is this? Yeah. This is some crazy shit.
And did you hear that song they had with Babyface?
There She Goes.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Man, I heard that in a minute. I'm about to bump that after this.
All that shit. But I think the Neptune's hardest shit, though, man, is Young, Fresh, and New. The Khalees one, you remember that?
Oh, dude, what they did with Khalees in general was hard.
Yeah.
It was just killing.
Out of this world, man. Out of this world, man. I mean, that's my childhood right there. Timberland and the Neptunes, man. Following all that shit, you know?
Exactly.
Wow. But I think peak Timberland better than peak Neptunes.
So you talking about Missy Timberland?
So I think Timberland has like three eras. Timberland has like Aaliyah and Missy and Magoo and Ginuwine and all that time. Yeah. Then he has the Nelly Furtado and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, that Justin Timberlake. Yeah, that was.
He has everything kind of in between. You know what I mean?
Carrie Hilson.
When Timberland was on, man, Tim was on.
Tim was on for sure.
Pac or Big?
Man. I'm not going to hold you. I listen to more Pac than Big.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I listen to more Pac than Big. My family listen to more Pac.
And listen
and
to
I really
song,
like Pac,
too.
Yeah.
Like, Notorious Big only got like 30 songs, like 40 songs, if that. Nip or Dom Kennedy?
Nip. Dom Kennedy sound like he just talking over beats. But I like a couple of his joints for sure, like From West Side With Love, When I Come Around. I used to listen to Don for sure, but I'm definitely like more excited to hear Nip for sure.
So Run It Up or You Don't Know?
Man, I'm gonna choose You Don't Know. I mean, I feel like You Don't Know.
I can do you better than the last one, you should know.
Man, if I had $1 million just to put it on marketing, get it on all the radio stations and shit like that, I mean, I hope it don't fall on deaf ears, man, because I feel like this ain't what's out there like it right now. And this era, this is coming from an independent, you know what I mean, artist, producer, right. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's a good quality song, like, and it's uplifting women. It's telling women that are with just like, you know, dudes that they not 100% satisfied with. It's like, and you got a good vibe. And I was like, babe, you don't even know what we can build or how I can be supportive of you compared to what you experienced. So I just feel like You Don't Know for sure over Running. That era of Billy, when I came up with the Billy Show and those type of songs, that was me just trying to figure it out. It was my first run in music as an artist.
Right.
But I feel like I'm seasoned now. Like, I've learned so much from different people. And it's like, You Don't Know has it's a vibe to me, bro. I was listening to it on my TV sound system, in my car, in my head. It just hits. Like, and I produced it too.
Right.
I always used to feel as a producer, like, okay, even if they don't like the song, they gonna like the music.
Or
if they don't like the music, they gonna like the song. You're like, you know what I mean? It's one or the other. Right. It's a package. You know what I mean? Choose your preference. But yeah, You Don't Know for sure.
You Don't Know. So what was the process behind that, though? And we talked about it on Friday, but
we're
gonna talk about it again. What's the process? Like, you wrote it first, you came up with the melody first, you had the beat first. What was that?
So it literally happened on the same day. So I made the beat with my boy Sam Sully. He added the extra drum productions. I did all the melodies. And just the way he added that bounce with the drums to the melody, me and my boy Tiz, we just came up with the hook. And then, you know, I recorded it on the spot. And then, you know, he came up with his verse. And that song is featuring my boy Tibbs, too. I want to shout out to A. Tibbs. He's on the first verse. And he came up with his thing. And he's a dope-ass engineer, man. I feel like the way he could just sauce my vocals, man, he can make me sound good on anything. You feel me? So shout out to Tibbs for real. But we came up with the hook. He recorded me. He came up with his verse. And then it took me a couple. I came up with my verse. We did the song in 2019, so this this ain't no shit that I just made yesterday. This is some shit that was the beat, the hook, with his verse was done in 2019. I just recently, as I'm trying to get this, you know, my new album stuck to the plan together. I always knew I was gonna come up with something crazy for my verse for the song. And I feel like from a creative standpoint, it definitely is one of my best efforts so far. And I feel like it's pushing, you know, I feel like, I'm not trying to cut off from what you asked me. I feel like I do rub people the wrong way sometimes with how I come off socially. So it's just like, I feel like I definitely am getting a response, but it's not as big as it could have been if I would just, you know, you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
I don't think you being brave is hindering you. I don't think it hinders you because the product is actually good. It's not like you're putting out trash music. You're putting out good shit. You know what I mean? Who is that girl on a cover with you? Is that the girl that was at the studio on Friday?
Nah. Z's on the cover. She's one of my homegirls. Good friend, you know what I mean? Just a beautiful girl. And she was just, you know, down to, like, the whole thing wasn't like, I didn't want it to be like some, you know, just let me hire, pay somebody to be on it. Like, I wanted to be somebody that knows me, somebody that hung out with me, you know, somebody that I got some type of chemistry with. So right. It was just like, even if you see the promo of it for the song, it was like, you know, we really went out and just hung out. Like, it wasn't no action type of, you know, thing. It was just like, we just having fun, normal Saturday right. type shit. And we shot the cover the same day after we was leaving the club. Yeah.
You got a visual coming out for that?
Definitely gonna have a music video for that, yeah. You know, if I got 6-7 people that's supporting this song, that's right. 7 real people I can invite to a show. That's 7 right. real people that, you know, I could be like, hey, I got some merch. Which can you, you know what I mean? Like, it's a right. build, and it's gonna build. Like, I believe that wholeheartedly. Like, you know, I ain't dropped music in 2 years. So it's just like, for me to expect 1 million plays in a week, or, you know, that's just sort of unrealistic. Right. I got to figure out a way as an entrepreneur to get this to more people that actually like it. You know what I mean? One of my, I'll say this shortly, and I'm going to call his ass out because he's one of my best friends. My boy Darius Graves, man, he in the Navy doing his thing. He supported my first album, right? Every song he was tweeting me, he was at the Navy, having people do challenges to it, all that stuff, right? You Don't Know came out. And, you know, I hit my people up. I'm like, yo, the song just came up. You know, you can go buy it, leave a review, blah, blah, blah. This fool said, oh, you know, I got to be honest with you, bro. I don't think it's your best quality of work. He was like, you know, it's not what you, your normal standard of Joe Billy and all this stuff. And I'm like, nigga, what? This is my best song. Like, you ain't even creative in music talking about quality, nigga. Do you know how much I paid to get this mix and master, and by who? Like, what are you, in my head, right? In my head, I'm getting defensive. But at the same time, I was like, well, after I said some slick shit back to his ass. But after I said what I said, I thought about it. And I was like, man. And I texted him. I was like, bro, you know, I respect your opinion. Because at the end of the day, this song's for women. More right. so. I mean, it's a song men can listen to and not feel like, you know, they, you know, you want some fly shit, you got a fly show, you want to go out on a nice date right. in Malibu or something, PCH. This is something you can for sure play in the whip. And I don't think she's going to be like, man, turn this shit off. But at the end of the day, it's like, I had to take my opinion out and just listen. Because he wasn't saying I was trash. He was just saying the song ain't for him. And that's okay. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. So I feel like at the end of the day, man, like, we just have to, like, God got a plan, you know? And it's just like, as creatives, like, there's no way I go in the studio and make a song and say, oh, I just want to like this song for me. Like, I have right. dreams of the having a sold out concert, or having millions of people like, oh, you don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I have dreams of people right. loving the song. So it's just like, I feel like that's going to come. Like, no matter how long it takes, I feel like as creatives, like, when you look on social media, you put that pressure on yourself to where it's like, oh, I got to be successful right now because this person just dropped a song and he's on Billboard right. or this person just dropped a song, he's top 10 or yada, yada, yada. Like, man, at the end of the day, if God gave you this vision, if God gave you this gift, if God gave you this creativity, it's for a purpose. Like, you know, you don't know who this song could touch and uplift, you know what I mean, around the world. And that's what's cool about being on all DSPs, where people from Japan, all over the world can listen to or tap in or discover you, because it's like, you never know who this music is really going to touch. You know what I mean? Like, if we look at it from the Hollywood business perspective, oh, how many streams, how many followers you got, man, fuck all that. At the end of the day, I'm doing right. something without somebody giving me the resources to do. I'm doing this because it's my passion. It's something that
right.
makes me feel alive. It's something that I came up with the cover art. I paid the graphic designer. I paid the mixing engineer. I recorded this, my takes 1,000 fucking times to get it. You know what I mean? Like, there's right. a bigger reason than mainstream success why I do music at this point. You know what I mean? Right. My kids love my fucking music. My son is like, oh, my dad, when he be telling his little friend, oh, my dad is Joe Billy. My dad is Joe Billy. They're like, who's Joe Billy? And, you know, they come up to me, are you Joe Billy? Eli's dad or Brad's dad? And they're just like, man, this shit is cool. Like, my son TikTok, he got all my songs on his TikTok. He's singing to and dancing to. And it's just like, man, when I look at that, and he could sing. He could sing. Like, he really got a, man, I got a song with him on my album called Star. He, that little boy could really sing. I mean, his mama, I'm going to give her a credit. One, she could sing. Like, her name Gabby McDonald, Gabrielle McDonald, she blessed vocally. So it's just cool to see, like, what my other son, he more into, you know, Legos and, you know,
right.
building robots and shit. He, I don't know, we going to figure out what he going to do in life. But my youngest, man.
Hey, that's what he going to do.
You know what I mean?
He'll be a techie, yeah.
He going to be a techie, but my youngest, it enlightens me to see how much, like, to go in his room and to see him watching one of my music videos. Just like, it's not fake.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just, I hear my song playing in his room. I'm like, what this boy doing? And he over there watching the music video and bobbing his head, eating his little fruit roll-up or something. Like, man, that shit.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, that's, man, I've had so many of those moments, and I'm like, okay. You know, I'm inspiring the right people because I didn't have my dad. Like, I didn't have my dad to look up to or to be like, oh, this is my dad and yada, yada, yada. But it's cool that I am that dad now. You know what I mean? When my kids That's look dope. Up to me and shit like that. So, yeah, man, you know, it's of course I want it to be successful. Of course, I hope it. You don't know, don't just fall on deaf ears and disappear. I hope it gets discovered. And, you know, I'm going to say lastly so we can move on. Something Tyler, the Creator, said on one of his posts or one of his interviews, he was like, man, you never know who is looking at your shit. Right. Even if you ain't got 100,000 views, whatever, you never know who is peeping your shit.
It takes that one person.
That one person to be like, yo, you got something. Like, you know what I mean? And it's a wrap.
It's always like that, man. Just keep on doing what you're doing. And again, it's quality work. You could talk all the shit you want because you could back it up. Because it's quality shit, you know what I mean? And I ain't nice to nobody about music, man. So
I'm nice
to you about music.
This is the nicest thing you ever said to me, Sean.
You funny as fuck, man. You funny as fuck.
You know, I appreciate the support. You don't know, my newest single out, man. I'm going to be working that for the next couple of months. Shit, I'm going to be working that forever. You know what I mean? I feel like it's one of my best songs that I've dropped, you know, just from the lyrical content to the music.
Right.
It's very musical. If you're a musician, if you know, if you just like good vibes, like I think it's something that y'all should tune into, man. It's on sale. Just type in my name on all platforms, JOEEBILLI. It's like one name, it's not space, there's no space in between Joe Billy. You know, I'm on all social media and you know, I'm working on tours. I got a lot more music in store that I'm gonna release. And I'm releasing my final album. It's called Stuck to the Plan, and you know, it's just very fucking musical. And like, I know a lot of people that are talented in music, but I don't feel like they're multi-versed in multiple genres, like, you know, that I'm touching on this album, man. I got a gospel song I got that's on this album, man. I can't wait for y'all to hear it, man. It's coming soon. You know, I'm gonna try to hurry up and drop another song just so I can keep dropping songs and just, you know, build up that catalog, that new catalog. But this album is coming, man, and I really think I got some smashes on it, man. I hope y'all can tune in with me.
Joey Billy, what should our listeners do ASAP?
Man, give me that follow. Give me that follow on Spotify, Instagram, all that. Just type in my name, JOEEBILLI. It's one name, no spaces, Joe Billy. I can hold you down and help you stack your bread up. When you with me, baby, you don't gotta worry. Rest assured, I know what to do now. I can do you better. Have you?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.